I want to read a scripture today from Jude chapter 1, verse 20 and 21. The little book of Jude, chapter 1, verse 20 and 21. And it's talking about keeping yourself in a particular way. The Bible said, keep your heart with all diligence. And I believe in the New Testament, here's one of those scriptures about how to do that. How do you keep your heart? And this is a revealing scripture. Jude chapter 1, verse 20 and verse 21. But ye, beloved, building up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Now, we Pentecostals probably stop right there. We eliminate the next scripture. And we think if we speak in tongues long enough and loud enough, our heart is going to be kept. And that's simply not true. That's not true. There's another verse here that specifically talks about what we need to focus on to keep our hearts and thereby keep ourselves. Listen to it. Keep yourself in the, say it with me, the love of God. Again, keep yourself in the love of God, looking for the mercy. Everybody say the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Paul put it this way. We're talking about keeping yourself in the love of God. And in order to keep that love stimulated, to look to the mercy of Jesus Christ. You know what Paul said? He said, I beseech you by the mercy. Say it with the mercies. The mercies. The mercies of God that you present your body. Not just your physical body. How many know your body is a container for your soul and spirit? When you present your body, the rest of you comes with it. Amen. There are some people going to give their body to science. I personally appreciate what they're trying to accomplish. And there's plenty of people to do that. They don't need mine. I know I won't know anything about it, but I just don't want to mess in with my corpse. I just don't want them taking my eyeballs out and putting them in a jar. Can you say, I don't know. I won't be there. Don't get me wrong. But I just would rather not go that route. And if you've done that, good for you, because people need maybe your eyeballs or something. Amen. It's not even pledging your organs. An organ donor is different because they're going to take an organ if you live long enough for them to get it out before it croaks, and they're going to give it to somebody that needs it. Can you say amen? But listen, amen, I'm talking about your body to science. They had a thing over here at the museum, Mosey, and they had, you know, all these... You know, and I don't know, I didn't go see it because I've been in dead churches before and seen plenty of dead bodies, amen. Not this one, by the way, but I have been in some pretty dead, yeah, it just, you know, I've seen enough of that. I don't go look at the dead. Why seek you the living among the dead, amen? Jesus didn't even want to be identified with a graveyard, praise God, hallelujah, amen. He never went to a funeral that he didn't raise the dead. Stop and think about it, do the research. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Never went in the house when anybody's dead that he didn't raise them up. Praise God. Hallelujah. Never did. He never did. Praise God. Jairus' daughter's dead till he walked in. She wasn't dead no more. Hallelujah. With her son, they're taking him out to bury him. He met him on the way to the cemetery. He wasn't dead no more. Can you say amen? Lazarus been in the tomb 3 days. When Jesus showed up, he wasn't dead no more. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. If he ever gets in the door of the Laodicean church, Laodicean church, they won't be dead no more. Can you say amen? Amen. If he's the king of your life, you won't be dead no more. Amen. Amen. He that hath the Son hath life. The thief came to steal, kill, and destroy. But he said, I came to give you life and to give it to you more abundantly. And everybody thinks about Mercedes-Benz and Rolex watches. And then Jesus went on to say, for a man's life does not consist in the abundance of things that he possesses. We're talking about the life that was in Jesus being in you. For if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he will give life to your mortal body. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Wow! Don't equate that with a piece of metal and leather and rubber. Amen? This is called more abundantly. This is something that the world didn't give. The world can't take. The death can't conquer. Hallelujah. Something that won't rust out. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God is so good. Listen, but ye beloved, building yourself up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. What is supposed to be the result of this? Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. David Wilkerson is now with the Lord. I'm going to read you a quote about this particular scripture from Brother Wilkerson. He said, "The Holy Ghost recently stirred my spirit concerning his love." Isn't that incredible? A preacher with all of these years of preaching, and yet the Holy Ghost is stirring him about what he's stirring us about, the love of God. We think we got it down, that that's a given. We know all there is to know, and we want to hear about something something we don't know about. We want to try to figure out who the Antichrist is. I'll never forget announcing I was going to hold a study on the book of Revelation back at the old Holy Church of God. And a lady and her daughter came because she heard that she didn't come normally. But, we're going to hear about the Antichrist. We're going to hear about the bowl judgments and the vial judgments and all the trumpet judgments. And we want to hear about apocalypse stuff and apocalyptic stuff. And that always, gets people's juices flowing. And we're going to find out about the mark of the beast. And we're going to just figure all of this out. And it's going to be so exciting and scary and wonderful. And so we began the book. Amen. We began the study with the first chapter of the book. The revelation of Jesus Christ to St. John the Divine. The revelation of Jesus Christ. Isn't it amazing? Amen. The word apocalypse, the Greek word, is that revelation of Jesus Christ. And it means the unveiling of something that was previously hidden. And particularly a revelation of Jesus. Can you say amen? People want to know who the Antichrist is worse than they want to really. Because they think they got it down who Jesus is. Amen. Honey, if you had it down, that fire that I'm talking about would be burning in your soul today. Because they that do know their God will be strong and do exploits. The book of Acts is not just about people that are Holy Ghost filled. It's people that are filled with the revelation of who Jesus is. Oh! They that know their God will be strong. They will do exploits. Can you say amen? And she just was so disappointed and expressed to me her disappointment. I came here to hear about prophecy. I came here to hear about the book of Revelation. Well, it's about Jesus, darling. I'm sorry, it isn't about the Antichrist. Don't get all the press and the spotlight. Amen. There's a lamb standing before the throne as it had been slain. Can you say amen? Woo! From the foundation of the world, he was slain for us. And he ever lives to make intercession for us. Wow. John said, "I heard a voice behind me." Oh, it was the Antichrist come to get us all. Oh, let me describe it. No, he said, "I heard a voice behind me as many waters." Everybody say Niagara Falls. Hallelujah. He said, "I turned to see who was speaking unto me and said, I saw one with hair as wool." Amen. All judgment has been committed to the Son. He that's been rejected as Savior is now coming to the earth as the judge of all flesh. Can you say amen? He is not coming on a donkey anymore. As a lowly, amen, and riding on a donkey. He's coming on a white horse symbolizing his complete and absolute vanquishing of the devil and victory. Can you say amen? There's a name on his thigh. It's King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. This is about Jesus, darling. Yeah, there's an Antichrist coming, but there's a Jesus Christ coming. Hallelujah. And he said, behold, I come quickly. His eyes were as a flame of fire. Oh, no, it wasn't Superman, X-ray vision. No, this was fiery indignation in the Greek. The Bible said when he comes, he will come taking vengeance and fiery indignation because people have trodden underfoot the blood of the everlasting covenant. And a day will come, thank God it hasn't come yet, but a day will come when the Bible said the cup of his indignation is full. But he's long-suffering. Can you say, man? He's not quick-tempered. This is not about temper. This is his holiness demanding justice, even though his heart is seeking love and reconciliation. Can you say, man? Hallelujah. Hey, boy, I have no pleasure in the death of him that dieth. Why will you die, O house of Israel? O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how many times would I have taken you under my wing? Amen. As a mother hen does her chicks, but you wouldn't let me. But my mission is not to judge, but it's to save you from the judgment to come, to save you from the wrath to come. Amen. And that's still his mission. And that's still his message. And thank God the door hasn't closed. But the Bible said we're to work now. Now is the time to get in the harvest. We're to work while it is day. Sister Dale, the night is coming. The night is coming when no man can work anymore. This window of opportunity, amen, is open now. Raise your eyes. Look upon the fields, for they are white unto harvest. Amen. For every person that doesn't care anymore about the mercy of God, there are tens of thousands that haven't even heard of the mercy of God. Keep yourself in the love of God. Always thinking about his mercy. Always thinking about his mercy. Always thinking about his mercy, because that's what keeps the first love rekindled in your heart. I beseech you, Paul said, by the mercies of God, that you present your body, the whole of your being, once and for all, a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto the Lord, which is your reasonable service. Reasonable service, yes, but in the classical Greek, in the full meaning, which is your true spiritual worship. You see, if God doesn't have the whole of you there and have your heart, singing these songs up here, it may sound really good to the congregation, but it means nothing to God. Man looks where? On the outward appearance, the presentation. God looks at the motive. God looks directly at the heart. So I can worship today by just singing with the choir or the congregation. Or I can sing to the Lord. If I sing to the Lord, it's qualified as a spiritual sacrifice. Hallelujah. It comes up before him as a sweet smelling savor. Can you say, man? If I just sing with the congregation, I'm going through a religious ritual and routine. And some people are satisfied with religious ritual. I am not. Amen. We used to sing that old Pentecostal song, I don't know what you came to do, but I came to praise the Lord. Can you say, man? Hallelujah. I don't know what you came to do, but I know what I came to do. I'm going to account. I came to worship the true and living God. And I didn't just come to worship him during the praise service. I came to commit my heart to him, my life to him, and to live that praise, not just give that praise on Sunday. Can you say, man? Offer your body a living sacrifice. I didn't find that stack of handkerchiefs. I feel like I'm going to need about 3 of them. Between the tears and the saliva. By the way, if there's any blind here, Jesus took saliva and rubbed on their eyes. So, I just want you to know, this man sits on the first row. He's got 20/20 vision. I just thought I'd run that by you. I can't explain it. God, yeah, he has to put mud with it. Yeah. Yeah. I'm not even going to go there. God is so full of mud. I heard that from behind the bush. Amen. Although the bush was not burning when I heard that. Can you say amen? Listen to me. If I didn't have this joy, if I didn't believe God could break through, if I didn't believe he could rend the heavens and come down, some of you are here today because God came searching for you. He left the 99 that were safe in that enclosure. He said, there's a lion out there. There's a roaring lion out there. I'm going after that sheep, and the Bible said he searches until he's sick and tired of messing with you. No, he searches until he findeth it. Can you say amen? He said, I ain't quitting. I ain't going back. I'm going to keep looking. I'm in the kingdom today because a merciful God did not give up on me. Can you say amen? I said, I'm in the kingdom today because a merciful God did not give up on me. Oh, by the way, you're in the kingdom today because a merciful God did not give up on you. Can you say amen? And I beseech you by the mercies of God that you offer your body. Keep yourself in the love of God. Always. Rejoicing, always focusing, always looking toward his mercy. And that mercy was displayed publicly on Calvary. Amen. It is of the mercies of God, the Bible said, that we're not consumed. Our God is a consuming fire. He's a judge. He's a righteous judge. But he's a merciful judge. Here's the tragedy. This is a true story. Man in Alabama, I believe it was Alabama or Mississippi, scheduled to die. Scheduled to die. The governor of the state, many times an outgoing governor will do an act of mercy. An outgoing president will commute a sentence. And the governor signed a commuting of the sentence to life imprisonment, which would allow him to appeal for a new trial. But he knew he was guilty. He knew he was guilty. And he didn't feel worthy of clemency. The governor signed it. But in that day, this is back, I don't know how it is today, but in that day, years ago, he had to sign his signature under the governor's to accept the clemency. And he refused to sign. And the day came because he refused the mercy that was offered. The day came, the clock struck the hour, the execution took place. But the governor had signed for his clemency, and all he had to do was receive it humbly and gratefully. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. Jesus has died for the sins of the world. If you ever think he's just died, you're predestined from the day you're born, he only died for the elect, think again. Amen. Behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever in the whole world would believe on him should not perish but have eternal life. I beseech you by the mercies of God that you make a commitment to him of your heart. Amen. Because when your heart, listen, if you be risen with Christ, listen to the warnings concerning your heart and the love of God, keeping yourself in the love of God, not in the power of God. In the love of God. There's not enough armor for spiritual warfare to take the place of your heart set on God.
Amen.
If you fall away, you won't use your sword. If you fall away, your shield will deteriorate and you can be decimated by the enemy. If you fall away in your heart. Everybody think, if I can get enough power and anointing. I've seen some of the most powerful anointed preachers in the world fall. In fact, if it gives you self-confidence, you're going to fall. For when a man says, I stand, he better watch out lest he fall. Because that's faith in your faith, faith in your power, faith in your anointing. And it's because of his mercies that we are not consumed. Can you say amen? And his mercies, take heart, church, his mercies. It looked hopeless for Israel. It looks hopeless for America. Some people would like to see them get it. The only problem is when they get it because we live here. Amen. When Israel went into captivity, yes, guess who had to be dragged on down there with them? Everybody. Jeremiah. Yes, can you say amen? God's chosen prophet to the people had to go right along with them. Amen. I've got a vested interest in revival. Amen. You know why? Because I don't want to go with you into captivity. If you want to live that way, you choose that way, but I don't want to go with you. Amen. I've tasted the power of the world to come. I've been set free from Satan's influence, praise God. I'm not set free from my flesh, but the devil doesn't hold me anymore in bondage. Hallelujah. I've been redeemed. Glory to God. How about you? I've been redeemed by love divine. Glory, glory. Christ is mine. All to him I now resign. I have been. That's our radio ministry this week. And it's not just about sins forgiven. It's about, amen, prison houses being emptied of prisoners. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's paying a ransom. Amen. So that something is severed that used to hold us in chains. Glory be to God. God is so good today. Listen to me. I believe there's hope for America. I believe there's hope for the backslider. I believe there's hope for the cold heart. Hallelujah. If we could just get all the alumni of the church to come back home to the Father's house. Can you say amen? We could fill the church with people that just quit going. Just gave up, threw in the towel, and quit. And then with that corporate collective vision, begin to reach the world for Jesus. Can you say amen? With hearts aflame for God. Hallelujah. God is a gracious God. He said, Let me finish. David Wilkerson said the Holy Ghost recently stirred up my spirit concerning his love. He led me to this passage from Jude. Ye beloved, building yourself up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. He said, as I read these verses, I heard the Holy Spirit quietly whisper to me, David, you've never yet come into the fullness and joy of my love. You have the theology right, but you haven't experienced the ecstasy and rest of keeping yourself in my love. Up to now, you've only been up to your ankles, but there's a whole ocean of my love for you to swim in. Wow. He said, the Bible is filled with the truth of God's love, but at times I allow myself to wonder how the Lord could ever love me that much. It's not that I doubt love. It's more a failure on my part to keep myself in the knowledge and assurance of his love for me. If Paul hadn't kept himself in the knowledge of God's love and mercy, he would have never kept preaching when all those things befell him. Can you say amen? Don't you think there's questions when God allows you to be beaten 39 stripes on 5 occasions? If God loved you, the devil screams. He wouldn't let you suffer like that. Can you say, if God loved you? Let me tell you something about the cross. The cross is the final authority on how much God loves you, not the immediate circumstance. Here's a news flash. You live in a faulty body. Everybody say a faulty body. I don't care what vitamins, and I'm not against vitamins and health foods, but I'm telling you, your body is faulty. Your body's faulty. Amen. You slip and fall, it can break. I picked up a pallet at work, and at the time I was going to the gym regularly. I was a gym rat. I was going to the gym regularly. I was limber and strong. I picked up a pallet, and I thought, these pallets ain't nothing. I've been pumping iron. This wooden pallet ain't nothing. I picked up that pallet and twisted around like that, and something went in my back. And now I'm like this. I got them biceps, though. I got them big guns. But I'm like this. Boy, I had to get out of there, take my break early, get somebody to fill in for me. I went and gobbled down 3 or 4 aspirins. Amen. And prayed. And got, I had my weight belt in my locker in case I had to lift anything heavy. And I went and got my weight belt, and I tightened it up so tight that I, you know, looked like an hourglass. I mean, I pulled her in. I tightened that bad boy up, amen, and I went back and stacked ice cream all night long. But, boy, I'm telling you, that thing in my back, I thought, boy, if God don't help me with this, this is going to stop me right here and right now. God is a merciful God. Amen. I wish I could have said, oh, I had such great faith. I said, back, you quit bothering me in the name of Jesus. I take authority over you and confess that I have no back problem. Boy. Amen. There are times when you need mercy. You need to appeal to God's mercy. There's a man sitting and he can't see. He's blind Bartimaeus, and he hears an entourage coming, and he hears a crowd and the noise of the crowd trying to get to this man, and he's heard that Jesus is a mighty prophet, a mighty rabbi, a mighty healer, amen, and he's sitting there waiting and listening. His ears have become like eyes to him, highly attuned, amen, to sound. He can tell how far they are. He can tell when they're dead in front of him. And he didn't say, Lord, behold my great faith, and know that I'm standing upon thy word. And I confess, as even as you pass by, that I am healed. I am healed. You know what he said? Jesus! Son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus stopped dead in his tracks. Hallelujah. Faith has appealed to that big old heart of God, full of mercy, full of grace. Woo! Hallelujah. He wasn't looking for power first. He was looking for mercy because he knew the man had the power. But does he have the mercy to turn it loose on me? Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Somebody shout hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Son of David, have mercy. He said, bring that guy to me. He made an appeal to something about my character that is unchanging, my great love. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Bring that man to me. I went in the bathroom. I said, Lord, have mercy on me. My faith's appeal was to his mercy. Because I'm going to be honest with you. When the pain is at a certain level. You know, I took my dad to the hospital. His bladder had cut off and all that had backed up in his bladder. But you know how it is in a waiting room. Lord, have mercy on people in the waiting room. I pray for everybody in the waiting room. There's some people in there sick, honey. And they were just sitting there. And everybody's just used to it. You know, it's just, we take you in order when you get. And everybody's just. And my dad, he got in there and the lady asked him. She said, on a scale of 1 to 10. What is your pain? He said, 11. He said, cut me open and get this out of me. He asked him to cut his belly open and take his bladder out. Well, they can empty it without having to do that. But he said, one of us has got to have some relief. Can you say amen? There's a time when the pain and the pressure, even of a broken heart or a physical problem, is so great that if you have to, on top of dealing with that, have to be so strong in your faith that you never waver. I thank God that when I'm in that condition, I can appeal to His mercy. Son of David, have mercy on me. Bring that man to me. As your faith be, so be it unto you. Can you say amen? So be it unto you. Woman, daughter vexed of the devil. Jesus, heal my daughter. It's not meet to give the children's bread to dogs. You're not a Jew. The gospel hasn't turned to the Gentile actually and formally yet. We have not been grafted in yet. It's to the Jew first. Can you say amen? Can you say amen? He tested her faith in His mercy. Everybody say His mercy. I'm supposed to be quitting, but I'm so excited about this. Listen, amen. She fell down and worshiped Him, saying, true Lord. Everybody say, appealing to His mercy. True Lord. True Lord. But even, listen, it's not meet to take the children's bread and give it to dogs. True Lord. But even the dogs, as she worshiped Him. Even the dogs, my Lord. Even the dogs, my Master. Even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the Master's table. Oh, that big old heart just opened wide open. Can you say, man? He said, woman, great is your faith. In what? In the merciful love and grace of this great God that we serve. Can you say, man? I want you to know in that bathroom, God had mercy on me. That thing come back where it ought to be. Not because of my great faith, but His great faithfulness to show mercy to poor old people like me. Wow. Isn't it amazing that Jacob wrestled with the Lord all night long, showing how committed he was, and God allowed him to wrestle all night long. And along about daybreak, the angel touched him and put his hip out of joint. Just touched him. Come on, this wasn't MMA. This wasn't the World Wrestling Federation. Can you say, man? It wasn't God. Listen, he could have done that the first second that Jacob grabbed him. But he let him wrestle him all night long. And about daybreak, he touched him. And he just crumpled. He just crumpled. Listen, your hip go out of joint. I don't care what kind of man you are. I don't care how big your biceps are. I don't care if you got muscles where I don't have places. Can you say, man? I don't care if your name is Arnold. Can you say, man? You're going down, honey. Can you say, man? And he crumpled on the ground. And when he crumpled on the ground, now there's only one thing he can appeal to. God's mercy. And when he crumpled on the ground, oh Lord, angel says, you ain't going to be called Jacob anymore. You're going to be called Israel, for thou hast prevailed with God. Hallelujah. Did he prevail by showing how strong he was to God? No, he prevailed by showing God how committed he was to obtain the blessing, and then God showed him how to get it. Amen. It's not by overpowering, overcoming. Listen, prayer is not overcoming God's reluctance. It's laying hold on His willingness. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. I got to read this before we close. This is good stuff. It's almost over, but it's good stuff. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. No matter how you feel about yourself, no matter how others feel about you, no matter what the devil says to you, no matter how the circumstances look, God loves you. And because he set his love upon you, he's merciful. He's merciful. Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me whole. Get him a tape set. That's not how you talk to God. You don't appeal to mercy. You show him your faith. Another way, by your strength, your strong confession, your standing at all times. That's faith in your faith. That's not faith in his faithfulness. And his faithfulness is to show mercy when we appeal. Let us come boldly before the throne of grace, that we might obtain grace and mercy to help in the time of any need. I tell you, we serve a merciful God. And his mercies are new, how often? Every morning. That's why weeping lasts for a night, but when does joy come? In the morning. Why? Because his mercies are new every morning. And even though Israel is going into captivity and not one convert has come to God under Jeremiah's ministry, he knows a day will come when they will come back, and when they do, God will restore, because he's a merciful God. And he said, if I didn't recall that to mind, I would have been crushed. But I believe in his mercy and his grace. Can you say amen? Listen, I'm going to close with this, and we're going to have this wonderful time of praise before we leave. Jehoshaphat. Everybody say, great jumping Jehoshaphat. Well, I imagine he did jump. It's not biblical, but I would have jumped if I'd seen what he saw. Three nations, three armies from three different groups had band together with one purpose. Go up and get a quick victory over God's people. Plunder and pillage and enslave them. And they came up in great overwhelming numbers. And Jehoshaphat said, Lord, now here's a bad confession. I don't know why they didn't get him. I wish they had tape sets back then, because he would have did it their way. He didn't walk out and say, nobody can touch us. Hallelujah. Bless God, we're standing here and we're standing on your word. Hallelujah. I mean, you can just see the pride and self-assurance. No appeal to mercy. I don't need mercy. I got faith. Honey, your faith is supposed to be in his mercy. He said, Lord, we have no power. Oh, my Lord, what a bad confession. We have no might to go out against this great army. But our eyes are on you. Amen.
Amen.
Your Pentecostals don't quit crowing about their power. So many shipwrecked lives. So many long faces. So many discouraged, defrauded, disappointed ones. Can you say amen? Amen. We have no might. We don't need it. It's not by might nor power. It's by his spirit. Can you say amen? We have no power of our own. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. But that's okay, because our eyes are on you, not ourselves. Amen. The moment Jehoshaphat said that, a prophet stood up. Woo! Stimulated the spirit of God in a prophet. And a prophet stood up and said, since you put it that way, well, he didn't say that, but that's what he meant. Since you said it like that, you shall not have to fight at all in this battle. For the battle is not yours. The battle is the Lord's. Woo! I love it. I love it. I want more of it. Because I can wear out pretty quick these days. I'm glad the battle is the Lord's. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Praise God. And then he said, the singers that minister to the Lord in the temple, go get them. Here's the battle plan. Okay, they come out. Array them before these three great armies. Go get Dale. Go get Miss Sherry. Go get Miss Pamela. Go get Brother Michael. Hey, this guy sings in a microphone back here as part of the platform singers. Get him out from behind that bush and tell him to go out there and face the enemy. And when y'all get out there, prophet, and Miss Pat, we can't leave you out. We're going to defeat these people. We want y'all to get on out there. And when you get out there, we want you to sing a chorus. And we want you to sing it over and over and over and over. Amen? What was the chorus? A revelation about God that seems so simple and yet brought such a great victory. Can you say amen? Are you ready for what they're seeing? The revelation of God? Are you ready? Kids say it at the table. God is great. God is good. Amen. Everybody say, God is good. He's good. He's good. I had fainted unless I believed to see the goodness of God in the land of the living. Can you say amen? The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble. Amen. You know what they sang? The Lord is good, and His mercy endures forever. The leader of the nation had just led the nation to appeal to God's mercy. And now they're singing. When you do that, you've hit the target for your faith. Mercy precedes power. First thing you get at the throne of God is not power. It's grace and mercy. And then the power flows behind that mercy received. Can you say amen? And His mercy endures forever. Say it with me. The Lord is good.
The Lord is good.
His mercy endures forever.
His mercy endures forever.
Say it again. The Lord is good.
The Lord is good.
And His mercy endures forever. What is your statement of faith? Amen. My faith is in His faithfulness to be merciful. Amen. Because that's who He is. That's what He does. God is love, and that's what love offers. Can you say amen? Love is merciful. Love is kind. It's not puffed up. Seeks not its own way. It's long-suffering. And what happened while they sang that? As a reaction through the revelation of who God is in behalf of His covenant people. The Bible said that all these armies set on destroying them that are getting ready to giggle. Everybody say giggle. They were getting ready to giggle. They send us the choir. Guffaw, guffaw, chortle, 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 or however that is pronounced. Chortle, okay. See, I made you giggle just saying the word wrong. Listen, they were laughing themselves silly. God sent a spirit of confusion among them. Can you say amen? And suddenly a fear came on every man. Not of those singers. Amen. They're still just singing. Amen. They're little bitty revelation. Why? Oh, we came to hear something deep, Brother Ben. We didn't want to hear, oh, we know God is good. Amen. We know He's a merciful God. Oh, that's a given. Tell us about how to stand on our faith and get answers. That's how you stand on your faith and get answers. That's how they got their answers. And the Lord God of Israel changes not. Can you say, that's the same God we're dealing with this morning.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. Son of David.
Have mercy.
Woo! Bring him to me. Even the dogs eat the crumbs. Great is thy faith. If thou wilt, thou canst make me whole. Oh, if you say if thou wilt, that's a lack of faith. No, he was saying, Lord, I'm appealing to your mercy. I'm reaching out to your mercy. And Jesus said, it's done. Amen. Touched him and his hand became that withered. That hand with leprosy became pure. Can you say amen? Oh, isn't it good to know the true God of the Bible? Hallelujah. That has a heart of love and mercy and grace. Hallelujah. Merciful God, how we love you. How we love you. How we need you. Hallelujah. Every man. So the man to either side of him is an enemy trying to kill him. Spirit of confusion came on. The choir is singing. And they go to war against each other. Isn't that incredible? God said they'll come out you come at you one way in a unified force. But they'll flee before you seven ways. Complete confusion. Can you, perfect victory. Hallelujah. Come out against you one way. Unified and set on your destruction, but running away from you seven ways. Perfect victory. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. And they begin to hack at one another. And they stood there singing, the Lord is good and His mercy endures forever. And God showed His mercy as He fought for and defended Israel. Can you say amen? Amen. Hallelujah. And it got down to where there wasn't but two men standing out of three armies. And both of them had spears or swords, and they ran at each other and ran each other through. And when they fell dead, God's people said, the Lord is good. And His mercy endures forever. I don't know about you, but I'm into mercy, honey. If you want to be a big, bad wolf Christian, and you're going to huff and puff with your faith and take care of business, amen, you're leaving God out of the mix, and you're saying, behold, I stand, without realizing it. And when you say, behold, I stand, you better watch out. You're the one that's going to fall. I'm going to go home today, get on my face, and cry for mercy. And guess what? I'm going to get it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because we serve a merciful God, and His mercies are new every morning. And that's the appeal of faith. It's to the faithfulness of this God to show mercy. If you can, you can make me whole. If you will, He said, then I will. Bad confession. If you say, if He wills, it's a lack of faith. He ain't doing nothing for you. God says you're very wrong about that. When you appeal to my mercy, I'll honor that faith. Can you say amen? Because that kind of faith honors me as a God of love. Keep yourself in the love of God and stay focused on His mercy. Can you say amen? I said stay focused on His mercy. Get your eye off that hotshot preacher. Take his money away from him and he ain't got much to offer. Take his plane and his Mercedes. His $1,000, $1,500 tailored suit, his Rolex, and his $25,000 diamond ring, and what's left. Amen. If he don't know God's mercy and love, he's a poor man. Everybody say he's a poor man. But if you know God's mercy and love, you're rich beyond your wildest dreams. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Did you get this morning? Everybody say the Lord is good. His mercy abides forever. Hallelujah. Praise God. Will you stand to your feet today? We serve a merciful God. When I hurt, when the pressure is on, I'm so glad that I don't have to fight in myself. I'm glad God is merciful. And when I put my eyes upon Him instead of my faith, my power, my ability. Remember when the lame man got healed, went in running, praising God? Peter said, people begin to look at them differently as some kind of spiritual supermen because of the anointing. And Peter said, why look upon us that by our holiness, earned, merited stuff, or our power, the anointing that's on us? Why look upon us that our holiness or our power brought this healing to bear? He said it was neither, but it was faith in the name of Jesus. Are you still here? Amen. You can't earn mercy. You got to base it on what He did at the cross, not what you're doing at any given time. Oh, are you supposed to live holy? Yeah, but you'll never be holy enough to earn mercy. Mercy is not for people with merit. It's for people that can't help themselves but know who to look to and where to look. Can you say amen? Not that we're sufficient as of anything of ourselves. Our faith, our anointing, no, our sufficiency is of the Lord. Paul was very clear. It's God's grace and mercy that is keeping us. We're highly anointed to preach. We're highly anointed and appointed, but it's mercy, not the anointing, not the gifts. It's mercy and grace that is keeping us. God wants you to get hooked up to that won't let you down. So your faith will work when your back's out of joint. and the pain is so bad you just can't confess it away. You have to face the reality. And what do? You say, Son of David, Jesus of Nazareth, my Lord and Savior, my healer, have mercy on me. And when you do, your faith touches the heart of God. Hallelujah. And because, by the way, when that woman touched the hem of his garment and virtue flew out of him, it wasn't like plugging. I preached it one time wrong. I preached it was like plugging into a... He was so anointed. It was like plugging into a light socket. You plug that cord in and power flow. When she touched, power flow. Power did flow. But she didn't just touch the hem. There's other places where they did the same thing to be healed. You know what she did? You know what she did? She did what Ruth did. Not this Ruth, but Ruth back in the Bible. Amen? She went in to Boaz, took his garment, and put it over her head. You know what she was asking for when she did it? When she touched the hem of his garment, she did it to pull it over her head. Because what you're saying in that is, be merciful and cover me. I've lost my husband. My mother-in-law has lost her sons. We appeal to you, Boaz. Cover me. Cover me. It's an appeal to mercy. Not just plugging into the anointing. You got to know God to do that. You got to know something about God. You got to grow in your knowledge of God. Just not just to go up and say, let God's man of power touch me. I've seen people fall out. Confess a healing. Go home sick and have to live with the reality of their disease or disability. They were under such power, but they didn't put faith in his mercy. They tried to just plug into power. Nobody just plugged into power. You had to deal with a person. And you come one way, the throne of grace, and you obtain grace and mercy before any power flows. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. She ran up to him, took the hem of his garment and put it over her head. The moment she, in essence, was saying, be merciful and cover me. Ancient truth of that day. When she did that, virtue flowed from him. Can you say, man, where was her appeal? To the anointing in his garment or the mercy in his heart? The mercy in his heart. Oh, merciful Savior, how we need you today. That's the only thing that kept Jeremiah preaching, amen, from going into despair. He said, someday those people are going to come back. Someday the heart of Israel is going to change. And when that day comes, the God of mercy is going to meet them and restore them. Can you say, man? I'm praying for the backslider to come home. I'm praying for the prodigals to come home. Because there's a father waiting to run, fall upon them. It's mercy, Brother Taylor. Nobody deserves that kind of welcome. But we serve a God of great mercy and grace. Hallelujah. That is ready to pardon, ready to restore. Praise God. Hallelujah. Take heart. And cry out to him. Pour your heart out before him. He loves you. How many people in this room are glad that the gospel is presented to you with an understanding of God so that you don't have to be strong and great and powerful to have victory? All you have to do is look to him. With your whole heart. Wave at me if you're glad you serve a God like that today. That's the God of the Bible. There is no other God. No other approach to his throne than to appeal to his grace and mercy. Can you say amen? Amazing grace. How sweet the sound. It'll always be amazing to me, Brother Taylor, that saved a wretch like me. Amen. I'm a product of his mercy. How could you preach for almost 4 decades with all of the pressure of ministry? Mercy, my friend. Pure mercy from the Lord. Hallelujah. That produces a grace that is sufficient for me. If I doubted his love for 1 minute, my hip would go out of joint spiritually and I would fall. But even if I fell, I would get up because his mercy is new every morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Brother, did I give you a song? Let's rejoice in this song with some people from the UK today. Isn't his love amazing? Hallelujah. How many people are going to pursue his mercy this week? We're going to see miracles. We're going to see wonders. We're going to see what they saw on the shores of Galilee, because we're going to go after it like they went after it. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.